Ben, here's a question from you, which comes from Helen, and she's written to chris@nakedscientist.com and says, if plastics require fossil fuels to be produced, then why can't we just harvest or extract the energy back after the plastic articles aren't useful?
I think the short answer to that is we could if we wanted to. So one of the main ways we get energy is from our kind of carbon-based fuels, and they're sort of carbon and hydrogen. They get burnt in oxygen, that makes carbon dioxide and water, and that reaction releases a lot of energy. Our plastics are also contain carbon, contain hydrogen, and if we wanted to, we could burn plastic after we've done with it, and that would also release a lot of energy, and we could use that energy to supply our everyday needs. The reason why it's not done, well, one, we think about fuels that burn cleanly. Obviously, we don't, with the kind of carbon dioxide and global warming and so on, we want to try and move away from that sort of energy production. But you probably may have heard that kind of coal is considered a more dirty fuel than something like gas. Well, plastics often don't burn very cleanly. If you've ever kind of burnt a bit of plastic on a fire or something, you probably noticed a very bad smell. And so it doesn't burn cleanly, produces a lot of particulates, can produce very toxic gases. And so this isn't a nice thing to burn, which is why it tends to not be done. Sometimes in some countries incinerate them, but that's why we unfortunately have to bury a lot of our plastics.
Dave?
I guess the other thing is it also takes a lot of energy to make plastic, on top of much more energy than it would take to make the same amount of oil. So you're a lot better to recycle it if you can, because then you get that energy back.
And it's not sitting in the ground, not going anywhere for 1,000 years. Tony, this question has come in for you from Hayley.